I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, a special performance by one of Cuba's most talked about musical exports, the Creole Choir of Cuba. This is the song Idem Chante, or Listen to Us, from their album Tandela. The 10-member choir is composed of descendants of Haitian immigrants who themselves were descendants of West Africans who were enslaved in the Caribbean. A community of Haitians settled in Cuba at the beginning of the 20th century to work on the coffee and sugarcane plantations. The Creole Choir of Cuba is known in that country as Grupo Vocal Descendant, literally meaning descendants. They preserve the songs of their ancestors, infusing their music with new and original rhythms and sounds. Now the Creole Choir of Cuba is on their first major tour of the U.S. with some 30 performances in 21 cities. Choir director Emilia Diaz-Chavez and most of the group are not as comfortable with interviews in English, so tour manager Kelso Riddle is going to be chatting with us. Welcome to you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. We're very pleased to be here.
I understand that a day after the earthquake hit Haiti last year in January, the choir arrived there traveling with a group of doctors from Cuba to the capital, Port-au-Prince. And I understand, if I have this right, that they were some of the first to arrive after the disaster. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Cuba was the first country to react with help to the Haitian people and sent a brigade of doctors and medics in to help. And the choir were asked if they would come and help as part of Cuba's mental health program to sing to people and to help them and try and get them some kind of sense that in the future things would get back to normal, and particularly to help young children, kids.
And to sing, to lift people's spirits.
Yes.
And also and to
make them feel,
witness
make
with
them
their presence.
Smile again.
Yes. And so I understand that the choir would be willing to sing one of the songs that they sang in Haiti.
I'm sure they'd be delighted.
And I believe this is Marasa Elu.
It's the name of a saint, yes.
It's the name of a saint,
yes.
Oh, see, that protects orphan children.
Yes.
All right. Marasa Elu, and here it is. Thank you.
Elu, elu, elu.
That was beautiful. That was remarkable. The choir has received great reviews. The New York Times called it celebratory, the Boston Globe exhilarating, and you can certainly see why. Will you tell us a little bit about the history of the group?
Well, everybody in the choir is actually a member of the regional choir of Camagüey in central Cuba, and Emilia is the director of that as well. And 17 years ago, this particular group, who all have Haitian origin, decided that they would like to maintain and keep up the Haitian tradition and culture and Creole songs that many of them learnt as children from their parents and grandparents. And so they decided to start this specialist group. And they're also known as the Descendant, or the Descendants.
How would they describe their style, their musical style?
Well, they sing in all different genres because Haiti has such a varied and rich, rich culture musically. There are songs which make you happy. There are songs which make you laugh. There are songs which make you cry. And there are songs which make you just get up and want to dance. And it's absolutely fantastic that there's such a wide variety. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that, you know, these people are keeping this up and letting the people in the rest of the world know.
Well, tell me, though, about the history, a little bit of the history of how one of the other names of the group is the Descendants.
Descendants.
But the history of how the people of Haiti came to be in Cuba. Were they originally brought as slaves to work on the plantations, the sugarcane plantations?
Well, a long time ago, Haiti was a French colony, mm-hmm. and slaves were brought by the French colonists to work on both sugar and coffee plantations. 200 years ago, Haiti produced half the world's coffee and half the world's sugar. And then when Haiti became the first black republic in the world, it became shunned by the international community for many years and still has been. And a lot of the Creole people migrated with initially with their slave owners to Cuba, and then in the last century, in the 1920s, voluntarily left when things were very, very rough for them.
So that return trip to Haiti after the earthquake must have been a very powerful experience.
Yes, they've all got family and friends and cousins and so forth, and they have a lot of connections there. They've all been to Haiti lots of times.
And understand that the time that the choir spent in Haiti left a powerful impression. And one of the singers, Teresita Romero Miranda, wrote a song based on your experiences in Haiti.
Yes, yes. Well, this song that Teresita wrote is called Pourquoi Haïti Crie, which means why is Haïti crying? Mm. Why should Haïti suffer? Mm. And it's a very new song that has only been sung in public twice.
Pourquoi Haïti Crie? Pour qui Haïti souffre? Pour qui Haïti crie? Pour qui Haïti souffre? Si gay est ciel, si gay timoun, si gay bandie, si gay bel moun. Pour qui Haïti crie? Haïti souffre, pour qui Haïti crie, pour qui Haïti souffre. Si gay est ciel, si gay timoun, si gay bandie, si gay bel moun, pour qui Haïti crie.
That is the Creole Choir of Cuba. They are in their first major tour of the U.S. with some 30 performances in 21 cities. Somehow we managed to get them to come into our Washington, D.C. studios to visit with us. Their tour manager, Kelso Riddle, is helping us discuss. And, you know, the virtuosity is remarkable. And obviously, as we mentioned, you're on your first major U.S. tour, and the critics are raving. I was wondering how the group is viewed in Cuba. Is it just kind of like, yeah, great, you know, or is just, of course, this is what we have, or are they similarly appreciated?
No, in Cuba, one of the things that's unique about this group is that they are a group of people who are at the same time Cuban, but they're Haitian Cuban. And there's nobody else that I know of who is singing this kind of music and not only keeping it alive, but also introducing it to the rest of the world. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. Every time I hear that song, it makes me cry. And that's the message that these people are bringing to people. Even if you can't understand Creole, part of music is to move people. And I find that moves me.
Why a cappella?
That's what they do. In fact, when you listen carefully, it sounds like an orchestra is playing with them. And some people asked me when we were on tour in Holland, they said, do you play to a tape? And I said, no, not quite. And then they said, well, we couldn't see the orchestra. Where are they? And I said, this is the orchestra. This is music.
And finally, and it's been so great to have you come by and see us, and we are so thankful. It's not new news that relations between the U.S. and Cuba are not always as, well, they're difficult. And I'm just wondering, is there a hope that seeing more people from Cuba and having relationships with people, cultural relationships, will be helpful?
Yes, things have been difficult in the past, and it has been very difficult on occasion to get through the necessary documentation to get people into this country. But things are improving, and I think that little by little, as attitudes change, people will find that they want to hear more of this kind of thing. They want to have more interchange with countries like Cuba. Mm-hmm. And I think that this kind of thing just helps international relations.
And how are the tour members finding the U.S.? How are they
Let me ask that.
How are you?
¿Cómo le gusta a los Estados Unidos?
Well, we're glad to hear it. We're glad to hear that. So I understand that you have one more song for us. What will it be? It's Lumane Casimir.
Lumane Casimir. Yes, okay. This is the song about a singer from Haiti who became very famous and then died in poverty.
It's a true
story? It's a true story.
It's a true story.
Yes, it's a true story. Most of the songs that are sung have a little story attached, and that's this story.
Kelso Riddle is the tour manager of the 10-member Creole Choir of Cuba. The group is currently on their first major tour of the U.S. with some 30 performances in 21 cities. They are also touring in support of their album Tandela. And we are going to hear Lumane Casimir.
Si la cancel te que fue, si la cancel te que chante, c'est à Kuliman de te chante. Quand el imán prend la huaga y otro lío que le fue, mande pie pa'l misio danse, reposa, cena, te avisate, si yo fego voy a ir, o pa' acá con él, como te fupulí, como yo te gemé, mi man Casimir, y un tifí, y un tico me pobre, que vení.
That was the Creole Choir of Cuba, who joined us in Studio 4A for a special performance and chat. And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave us your name. You can also visit us online. Just go to npr.org and select Tell Me More under the Programs tab. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Yeah.